Hi, my name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And today I'm going to be reviewing the voice of Corpse Husband.
Before the video begins, I'd like to start off by saying that if you've heard these stories before, I apologize.
I've been had this video requested by many people, and this as a voice of the internet, and I believe this is the Corpse Husband is a kind of unknown, because obviously 7.5 million subscribers, but no one really knows the true identity of Corpse Husband, which is kind of interesting. It's like the Slipknot of gamer voices. And what I found very interesting straight away from hearing this voice, and I'd never heard them before, but because so many people asked for it, I thought, that's very interesting. There's a couple of things that I can recognize in his voice that I think I know how he's doing it. And one of the main key points of this is, if you watch any of my other videos, you can notice how different my voice is on the microphone as opposed to the camera microphone. So if I just speak a little bit quieter and a little bit closer to the mic like that, and so I naturally want to relax and speak quieter because I don't want to pop the mic. So if I'm doing that, I'm naturally speaking with less volume, and if I then use less air, I can bring it down more like that. And if I maybe yawn a couple of times, just suggest some of that space in the back of my throat, pharynx and you know, a mouth, and play with that. And then maybe use the American kind of air placement, which is more in the throat up to the back of the nose, more like that. And then we're getting somewhere closer to Corpse Husband. But something else at Corpse Husband is actually very nasally, I noticed. And not only nasally, but there's something going on with the tongue. The tongue is very relaxed, and it sounds as if, like, he may have had a lisp, but not anymore. And so the tongue isn't that active, and it makes some certain sounds. Let's have a quick listen to opening of this.
Before the video begins, I'd like to start off by saying that if you've heard these stories before, I apologize.
Before this video begins, I'd like to start off by saying if you've heard this video before, then I apologize. Then I apologize. So the tongue is really relaxed. Apologize. Then I apologize. Not apologize. 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 So there's not a lot. The tongue isn't overworking. In fact, if anything, I'd say it's doing less than it might to be more fully articulate. However, because he's speaking so low and close to the microphone, it's picked up. It doesn't really matter, because the closer you speak to the microphone and the lower you speak, the less you need to articulate, and it sounds very natural. Yeah, it sounds very natural, not to do too much with the tongue. So here we are, and you can get that nasally quality right there just by tilting your head a bit more and sending the air up through the back of the throat to the nose. Actually, if you do open up your throat a bit and allow air to travel up like that, you might find that it's something that happens quite naturally, just as the accent. Anyway, so I'm not really concerned too much with his accent. It's clearly either the States or Canada. Don't tell me off if I've got either of those wrongs, if he turns out to be Irish or something. But let's listen to it a little bit more.
This video was requested to me hundreds of times.
This video was requested to me. You see, so there's a little bit of a slur there. This video was requested to me, which also kind of might indicate he's not moving his mouth too much. This video was requested to me. So he's not using his lips too much or his tongue too much. In fact, his whole articulator, teeth, tongue, lips, aren't really being overdone. It's very relaxed, very relaxed. I think that's the key here, is to do less. Less is more for a Corpse. And the less you do and the less you move around, the more you're going to get that kind of nasally low American sound. Now, this pulse register, this low note that he's getting, it's not just being low, but it's also slowing down the force of the attack of air. So if I make a note, by using less air, the vocal folds move slower, and therefore you can get that texture and the bump of the sound that it makes at that, you know, the slower pace. Because when it's faster, you can't hear it. But when it's slower, you can hear it, and it just gives you a texture. And he's certainly doing that. So he's sitting on his pulse register. My name is Corpse Husband, and I don't move my tongue too much, but I do sit on my pulse register. Yeah, my accent again. I'm not really looking at his accent, but you can certainly pick up a lot just by those few things.
By my subscribers, and they've told me that they wouldn't mind if it was a story they've heard before, and that they just like when I narrate them specifically.
His tongue thing is really interesting to me, Meredith specifically, and I'm trying to get the right placement in my mouth to sort of emulate what he's doing. So I'm going to go back on that line again.
If it was a story they've heard before and that they dislike when I narrate them specifically.
And that they dislike if I narrate them specifically. I wonder if it's relaxed but further forward in his mouth. And one more time.
If it was a story they've heard before and that they dislike when I narrate them specifically.
They disliked and narrate more if they decide them specifically. Okay, I'm garbling it a bit too much. But it's certainly... it's taking up a lot of room in his mouth and it's relaxed. So I wonder if he's got quite a big tongue or even if it is just sitting further forward in his mouth. But it's certainly noticeable. His tongue is certainly in part of the play with the way he sounds.
So thank you and here's your video.
So thank you and here's your video. So thank you and here's your video. So thank you and here's your video. So the trouble with what I'm doing right now is I have a sort of general American accent like stockpiled that I bring out, and it's hard for me to not do that because when I work on an accent I generally pull it apart and do one sound at a time until I've got it all right and then put it back together. And since I've already got a kind of general American accent, I haven't done that with his specifically, so I'm not picking up on those. But as a quality of voice, and that's really what I'm interested in here, that pulse register and really... getting close to the mic, not using a lot of air. So that's why if you use too much air, you get plosive sounds and that banging, and you don't want that. So he's just really nice and simple. He's got the wide tongue, sending the air up through his nose, so quite nasally, pulse register low. And by doing those things, if you do have the correct accent or are able to work on his accent, you will certainly find that you can sound more like that if that's something you want to do. Or if it's something you want to avoid, maybe don't do those things. Speak more through the mouth and you can actually activate your tongue a bit more and speak with a bit more air and further away from the mic, so then you can sound more like me. Not that you really want to, because he's got a fantastic voice. But anyway, that's my video, short video on Corpse Husband. Thank you to all the people that have recommended that. It's a very interesting voice to have found, actually, and I'm glad I have. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time... look after your voice.